It was 50 years ago that a documentary exposed the poverty of San Antonio, and it shocked the nation. Americans, for the first time, saw disturbing images of extreme hunger and malnutrition that was common in San Antonio and parts of the nation. TPR's David Martin Davies reports that half a century later, the CBS program Hunger in America still resonates in San Antonio.
San Antonio, Texas is celebrating its 250th birthday with an international exposition, Hemisphere 68.
In 1968, San Antonio was on a mission to reintroduce itself as a city of the future using Hemisphere.
There's a skyride, a monorail, and of course the usual 600-foot tower with a revolving restaurant on top.
You're listening to CBS News reporter Charles Kuralt, host of the documentary Hunger in America. Kuralt and his team focused on the city's extreme poverty. He found it in neighborhoods not far from the celebration of Hemisphere,
where 400,000 Mexican-Americans live. A quarter of San Antonio's Mexican-Americans, 100,000 people, are hungry all the time.
Hunger in America also looked at three other high poverty areas in the nation: African-American sharecroppers in Alabama, Navajo in Arizona, and tenant farmers in Virginia. But the special report gave special attention to San Antonio. It opened with horrifying images of a baby suffering from malnutrition at the county's Robert B. Greene Hospital.
This baby is dying of starvation. He was an American. Now he is dead.
Also featured was local priest, Father Ralph Ruiz. On camera, he spoke to a San Antonio boy about his access to food.
Okay. What school do you go to?
Southside.
Junior high. When you go to school there, do you take lunch with you?
No, sir.
And what do you eat at noon then?
Nothing.
How are you able to work in school and to study if you have nothing to eat at noon?
I don't know.
50 years later, Reese is 82 years old. He flips through a thick scrapbook filled with newspaper clippings, some of them attacking him for his efforts to help the city's poor. He remembers how local officials reacted angrily to the documentary.
Politicians were mad.
They tried to keep it from being seen in San Antonio.
When it was going to be shown that day, San Antonio didn't show it. But then the reports came out the following day about hunger in America and showed that fishing in San Antonio, all kinds of Afro blues, they wanted to see it. So they put pressure on the structure here and showed the documentary at 11 o'clock at night the following day.
Bexar County Commissioner A.J. Plo was one of CBS's loudest critics. He had been interviewed in a documentary about the local problems of poverty and hunger.
Why are they not getting enough food? Because the father won't work, and I mean won't work.
I wonder whether these children who are not getting a proper diet are going to be able to learn properly in school.
Well, what do you mean learn properly in school? Do you really need school?
Ruiz thought Plo's comments were racist, hateful, and inappropriate.
It was such an obvious disdain, racism against the Mexican-American. It was so obvious.
But in 1968, this is what most local leaders thought.
Yes, he insulted. Yes, he was a racist. And he was a mirror of so many in San Antonio who thought the same way he did and acted the same way and didn't give a damn the same way as he did.
The ramifications were nationwide. Robert Greenstein, president and founder of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
It led one of the viewers, South Dakota Senator George McGovern, to go to the Senate floor the very next day and offer a resolution that passed to set up a new Senate committee to look into and learn more about hunger and malnutrition in the U.S.
That committee launched the Federal School Lunch Program, food stamps, and other anti-hunger programs. But Commissioner Plo and other local leaders, including Congressman Henry B. Gonzalez, continued to attack the documentary as inaccurate and fake. The commissioners voted to instruct the district attorney to determine if a lawsuit could be filed to, quote, stop CBS from spreading lies throughout the world. Instead, the CBS documentary Hunger in America was awarded a Peabody, one of the highest honors in journalism. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.